my story is actually not about me. It's about who makes me resilient and who makes me persevere. And that's my mom. So my story, or the story of my, the lore of my mom begins the day before she's about to start nursing school, and my dad walks out. And she says, nope, still going to nursing school. So she goes to nursing school with an 18-month-old living in her parents' basement, studying A&P, you know, chemistry, with my little hand poking out from the crib for an incessant amount of hours, saying, hand mama, to hold my hand as I fell asleep. She graduated nursing school, which was a diploma program, which is kind of like a community college. So she finished that. She then proceeds to work an obscene amount of hours to move out of her parents' home. We move into a trailer park. So, you know, nothing special. And we lived there for 8 years to then save up for me to go to college. And so during that time, I was definitely raised by a village. Single mom. I had plenty of family around to help. But my favorite book growing up was Are You My Mother, if that's any good of a reference for anybody to... So you know, I could count... It would be impossible to count the amount of times that she carried me on her shoulder out of my aunt's home, my grandmother's home, anything like that. And so so when I was younger, she, you know, did that. And no matter at any time, she could have been mad, she could have been ignorant, she could have blamed my dad for everything. She didn't. She kept quiet and said, I expect more out of you. And so I took that with me. And so as she then, you know, proceeded to work more, she was a nurse, so at one point she got stuck with the needle by an HIV-positive patient. She's okay. Sorry, I didn't want to drop the lead in there. So she got stuck with the needle. She went on the cocktail regimen, which this was 99, not like it is today, so it's pretty bad, pretty long, and she was out of work. I was a gymnast at the time who practiced 5 days a week. For some reason, 2 hours a day, she was able to keep the nausea down, not vomit, and drive me to practice. She didn't have to. She could have got somebody else to do it, but that's what she wanted to do. So after she got out of that, we then, you know, she sent me to private school because we had moved a lot, and she was like, I don't want you to lose your friends another time. So she's like, I'll work harder so you can go to private school, so if we move, you can still stay there. By the way, my mom is about this big and has a vocabulary that makes a Quentin Tarantino film look like a Disney movie. So this woman has used words that I don't even like to use among my friends and family. She had a quiet perseverance that I really never told her about until we actually, I can count on one finger how many times we said I love you to each other, and it was once, but not too long ago, I had you know, told her all my feelings, and I had said, you know, the reason I don't say that is because, you know, it's just not us. It's not on brand for us. Like, that's just not our thing. And so she's like, I know. And I'm like, and I just try to do it better every day, and I persevere, and I, you know, I build my, we call it our hate fire to do better. You can call it drive. You can call it whatever you want, but it's, that's my showcase of my perseverance is what, the way I say I love you to my mom. So that's kind of my story of perseverance.